So, to you, he's no threat when you know the truth. But he wants to put fear in you to make you think that he is something. But when you know the truth, just like that, you snap your finger, get over that corner or get going. He knows that he has to do it. But he don't want you to find out that you can control him that way. That's why you see all this religious stuff. That's why you see so many lies told on God. And people just swallow it and won't go to the Bible and examine, make sure, and say, Holy Spirit, I need to know the truth. They just take it, they throw it across the pulpit. You get it on the sidewalk. You get it sitting at Walmart and different places. Just lie on God. You get it in song, they sing it, and you just sing it and never examine, see what it is. God's in control. How many times you hear a person, they'll throw their hand up real quick. Yes, God's in control of this world. Well, if he's in control, boy, he's sure doing a lousy job. Wouldn't you say? There's killings, shootings everywhere now. And rapes, there's all kind of abuse. There's children being stolen and sold and slaves trafficked and sex trafficked. And you just go down the list. All kind of dope pushers, the addicts and statics and maddicts. Huh? And he's a good God and doing all that? Boy, he's confused. Come on now. God's in control. He's making you sick so he can teach you something. My goodness. That sickness is killing folks. Come on. I said that sickness is killing folks. You mean he going to kill me to teach me something? He can't do nothing with me when he killed me. Making me poor so I can be humble. And here I came feed my family well and can't take care of myself. But he's in control, making sure I stay humble. Come on, y'all. Will you give me a chapter and verse for that? Hallelujah. Now, I'm going to read it again. Back it up to the beginning of that verse, and we're moving right along. Be sober. Don't be a fool. Don't be silly. Don't be stupid. And I know that's not a good word, but it's a good word this time. Don't be silly. You got an adversary that hate you. So wake up. Be vigilant. Your adversary, be alert. How did he work? How did this world work? How do you operate in this world? How do you do it? You do it with words. What is coming out of your mouth? What are you putting your action to? Child, I'm telling you, I'm just dying to go. Well, if you die, you won't go. Hallelujah.
My Lord.
Why don't you live and go? Your adversary, he wants you to be ignorant of these words and think you're funny.
All right.
While he takes advantage of you, he's clever, he's deceiving. And that's why he wants you to be unlearned in spiritual things. And live in the natural realm because he know he can whip you, eat your lunch. But if you get over in the realm of the spirit and live in the spirit. All right. So let's go to James. I'll come back to that later. James 4:7. James 4, 7, and 8. I'm reading from the King James Bible here. Are you ready? Amen. Glory to God. James 4, 7 says, submit yourselves therefore to who? God. And do what? Resist the devil. Do what? Do what to the devil? Resist the devil, and he will do what? Flee from you. Do what? Draw nigh to God, and he will cleanse your hand, ye sinners. Purify your hearts, ye double-minded. All right, let's work on this word, submit. 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 Submit yourselves to God. I took the privilege of looking it up because I wanted to get a better understanding of how it fits in our life. Submit means to give over or yield to the power or authority of another. In this case, he told us who to submit to, right? Didn't he say it? Who is better? Who else can we better submit to than God? Didn't he say it? Submit yourselves, therefore, to God. That means I submit to his power and his authority. I mean, what he says, I'm submitted to him. And if anybody else come up and say something to me different from what he says, I'm not going to yield to that. Because I'm already what? Submitted to God. His power. His authority. Amen. And so if anybody comes up to say something different to me, about me, because first of all, I'll give myself to him. I made Jesus my Lord. He's in control of my life. He already owned me. Spirit, soul, and body. Everything I have, everything I possess is under his authority. Hello? He tell me how to use it, tell me how to live. So if anybody else, I don't care, be it voice, be it feeling, be it a friend, be it husband, be it wife, you know, it comes saying something different from what the word says, I'm not going to submit to that. That went over big, but I'm going to say it again. Why do I take such stand as that? Because God is right. And God will never change. Say it. Listen, I'm going to say it again. God is right, and God will never change. Now, so let's begin to look into this some more. So submit to God, resist the devil, and he'll flee from you. Draw nigh to God, and he'll draw nigh to you. Cleanse your hand, ye sinners. Purify your hearts, ye double-minded. See, if you got a heart that's cluttered with stuff, what did Proverbs 4:23 says? What did Proverbs 4:23 says about your heart? Keep thine heart with all diligence, for out of it is what? The issues. That's what King James said. Issues, the forces of life. And these things that we discredit, don't pay any attention to, the enemy has a field day. And this is why our lives in many areas are shipwrecked. One little thing can happen because a person is not submitted to God. I mean, you can bump your toenail. You say, I ain't going to church this morning. Why are you not going? I bumped my toenail. Any little thing. And if you're that unsubmitted, well then, the word of God won't mean anything to you. Hello? Somebody look at you, just look over at you. You see them kind of look over at you. You mad at them. Don't even know the person. Why are you thinking like you think? Because you're not submitted to the word of God. You don't know what the word says.